In this topic, we are looking at one of the most important distinctions a Christian wedding officiant must understand: the difference between covenant and contract. A contract is important. Contracts are part of everyday life. We sign contracts for homes, employment, services, loans, purchases, and legal responsibilities. A contract usually says, here are the terms, here are the obligations, here is what each party must do. If one side fails, here are the consequences. That kind of clarity has value. Civil marriage includes legal responsibilities. A wedding officiant must respect civil requirements. A marriage license matters. Proper filing matters. Consent matters. Legal recognition matters. But Christian marriage is deeper than a legal agreement. A Christian marriage is a covenant before God. A covenant is a solemn, promise-bound relationship. It includes faithfulness, obligation, blessing, accountability, love, witness, and sacred responsibility. In Christian marriage, one woman and one man enter a public covenant union before God and witnesses. They are not simply negotiating terms. They are giving themselves in faithful promise. This is why a Christian wedding must never sound like two private individuals are merely creating their own romantic arrangement. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. Scripture gives us this covenant language. In Malachi 2:14, marriage is described in covenant terms. The prophet says that the Lord was witness between a man and the wife of his youth, the wife of your covenant. That is powerful. Marriage is not merely emotional attachment. It is not merely legal status. It is not merely shared housing, shared finances, or shared dreams. Marriage is covenant faithfulness before the Lord. Jesus also takes marriage back to creation. In Matthew 19, he says, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." Notice the direction. God joins. Human beings receive. Culture does not invent marriage. The couple does not redefine marriage. The officiant does not manufacture marriage meaning. Christian marriage is received under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. Here is a ministry sciences observation. When a couple treats marriage mainly as a contract, the officiant may hear phrases like, "We just want something simple. We already live together, so this is just paperwork, or we can always figure it out later." Sometimes those statements are innocent, but sometimes they reveal that the couple has not yet understood the weight of covenant promise. The wise officiant does not shame them. The wise officiant teaches. You might say, the legal part matters, but Christian marriage is more than legal paperwork. You are making promises before God. Let's make sure your ceremony reflects the covenant you are entering. For the one wedding officiant, this distinction protects the ceremony from becoming shallow. For the ordained wedding officiant, it shapes every premarital conversation. For the chaplain, it helps preserve sacred meaning even in urgent or institutional settings. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, it helps couples move from romantic feeling toward covenant maturity. The common mistake is to reduce marriage to only one aspect: law, romance, emotion, biology, family expectation, or ceremony beauty. Christian philosophy reminds us that marriage is many-sided. It has legal, emotional, social, physical, economic, aesthetic, ethical, and faith dimensions, but none of those aspects should replace covenant before God. A Christian wedding officiant stands at the threshold of promise. You are not merely helping a couple sign a document. You are helping them speak covenant words before God. That is why covenant matters. That is why vows matter. And that is why the Christian wedding officiant must understand marriage as far more than a contract.